Hi, Henry. Anything to report before you take off?
No. I told you I had a good talk, Mr. Breenan.
And yes.
Everything is really all set now. We have
right.
three agreements which you and Brezhnev will sign. Of course, you're free to sign any of them.
Right.
But we thought you should sign the agreements in the nuclear field.
Of course.
Peaceful uses, salt, and that other agreement.
Right.
And we've got the communique practically all done.
Right.
A sentence or two here and there. And we got six other agreements.
Right.
And all I can do now is wait for Saigon to... not to let us...
Let us down.
Paris with egg on our face.
Well, if they do, we'll wipe the egg off.
Exactly. It won't happen.
And,
I've left some talking points for you with Haig.
Yes, good.
For the leadership meeting tomorrow.
Yes, yes, yes. If we have it, right.
And we'll have the book for you on the Soviet Union on Wednesday morning.
No great hurry. I mean, I don't need it Wednesday morning. Make it Thursday morning because I'm going to be...
Because of the speech.
That's right. The speech is Wednesday night, so I will not work on it. So make it Thursday morning. It gives them an extra day.
Right, Mr. President. But I don't know whether I've had a chance to tell you. Actually, the Chinese seem to come through for us when the North Vietnamese were in Peking because there was a big difference in the speeches which the two sides gave.
Mm.
Chinese constantly stressed the independence and sovereignty of Laos and Cambodia and constantly kept saying the war in Vietnam is over while the North Vietnamese kept saying the struggle is continuing.
I see.
And they put military aid last in the order of priorities of what they were going to do for North Vietnam.
That's good, good, good. I saw a little of that in the morning report, but that's very interesting.
That's right.
Right. And as far as the San Clemente thing, let's not be concerned. Either way, I think they're really concerned about...
It's 99%. I'm now fully persuaded that it's almost entirely security, Mr. President. I've just
read sure.
an account of Brezhnev's trip to Germany, and his security people kept him also from traveling out of Bonn.
Right. I don't blame him in a way. Why does he want to have an incident in the United States? He didn't want to have his trip spoiled as Kosygin's was.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's perfectly all right, and we can field it.
I think that is the... but we'll know by Wednesday.
Well, whatever it is, I'm not worried about it. I mean, either way, we'll field it. And field it on the basis that we have so much to do, we just can't get out there.
Well, Mr. President, this summit will be known for its achievements as all the other summits have.
Right. 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 Okay. Well, have a good trip. 10:30 tonight you leave, huh? You're going to sleep all night, I guess.
Well, I'll sleep on the plane, and then I have a really hectic schedule. At least I hope I have a hectic schedule ahead of me.
I'll say.
And
when do you hear from Saigon?
Well, we'll hear from Saigon about... 4 o'clock in the morning, our time.
Mm-hmm.
4 or 5.
But don't let it bother you if they say no. I mean, we just feel it, you know.
Yeah, I think the probability is that they'll come through.
Yeah. Well, the way you put it in terms of putting out three unilateral declarations, I think, good God, if they want anything more, I don't know what more they could want.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's right.
So I think we're gonna bring it off tomorrow, and then on Wednesday you have your speech, and next week there'll be some agreements announced every single day.
It's good, good, good. Okay, fine, Henry. Have a good trip.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.